You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Get your SAID book or card ready and go to registertovote.elections.org.za. Step 2. Click Register to Vote Now and enter your personal details. Step 3. Enter the one-time PIN, OTP, sent to your cell phone and then search for your address. Or if you are at home, use the current location on your device. Step 4. Take a photo of your ID or submit a scan of your ID, and then you will receive an SMS within 24 hours confirming your successful registration.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Science Package here on Madiba's Radio Podcast, where we connect, inform, and of course, engage. And of course, introduce myself. My name is Tsiwo Ketelo Ndlovu. I like to call myself the brightest star on the airways. Once you know that Tsix is in a space, nothing will ever be the same. And of course, here on Science Package, we discuss all things science, engineering, technology, mathematics, or just anything that falls within the realm of that, whether it be directly or indirectly, as long as it's interesting, and as long as we can really dissect it, it's going to be brought to the table, because today we have a lot to discuss, as always. And firstly, we'll be discussing trains, because we love talking about transportation in South Africa. Listen, people are moving, places are moving, everything has to stay moving in this world. However, there's a lot of uncertainty around PRASA's long distance train plans as to what is going to go on in terms of the future of the trains. So we're going to get into that. Then, of course, after that, we're going to be getting into blood types, because we have astrology, we have MBTI, the personality types, but we also have blood types, which can also determine your personality. Is this true? Is this not true? We'll get into it. We'll get into it, because it does fall into the realm of pseudoscience. So we'll see whether we can follow it or not. And then lastly, we're going to be gossiping a little bit. And through gossiping, we're going to be discussing gossip and why we gossip. Is gossip a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Because at the end of the day, we as humans, we all gossip. Let's not lie. It's just a part of life. It's just what we do. However, the type of gossip that we conduct ourselves in really actually matters. But let's get back to the trains, because we got to keep it moving. Now, there's ongoing concerns about the future of long-distance trains in South Africa, particularly involving the Shosholoza Mail Service operated by PRASA. Now, PRASA is the train company of South Africa. It is owned by the public state, actually. And PRASA has announced plans to bring back the limited long-distance train services by 2027, which will reconnect major routes like Joburg to Cape Town, Joburg to Durban, Joburg to Messina, and Joburg to East London. Now, the idea is to offer more affordable travel options compared to flights and buses, which is true, because in as much as, you know, we love to fly, we love taking a bus, it's good to have that third option, because once you have more options, then it makes traveling across the country easy, not only just for business, but for tourism as well. Because what if I want to take a train to East London? Like, you know, I just want to do that. So if I have the option to take a train, then might as well. However, there is a major problem. There's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to funding and equipment because these trains rely on old diesel locomotives, which have been described to be quite unreliable and are very prone to breaking down. Because actually, there's been many past attempts to restart these services, but yeah, it's flopped essentially. It has flopped. So the question is, considering this, will the trains come back or are they just like a thing of the past? Because one thing about South Africa, our railroads are so extensive. Like, we have so much rail. And I know we usually associate rail with like transporting cargo and transporting coal, just in the more logistical sense, but I feel like we can really encapsulate rail in terms of tourism because, as I said before, that, you know, at the end of the day, taking a train is an experience that I feel like is quite beautiful. Have I been on a train? No. Would I like to go on a train? Yes. Especially, this is so interesting considering that I'm from Joburg and I've never been on the Gau train. Imagine. But I'll find a way to get on the Gau train. And I hope, who knows, maybe in the future, I might also take the Shosholoza Mail. Even though my dream, not my life dream, of course, but one of my tourism dreams, I would say, is to take the Blue Train. Now, if you don't know the Blue Train is a luxurious train from Joburg to Cape Town, and you just pass through mountains and different landscapes, and it's just bougie on the train, and you just get five-star service. It's like a hotel that is moving, and it's like you could go from two cities on a hotel. Like, that's such a cool concept. So that's one train I want to take. But back to the main point about Shosholoza Mail and Praza and Sue, whether Praza is actually going to get it back into service, it's a bit of a murky one because budget changes is also making the situation a lot worse than it is because government funding for buying and repairing these locomotives is being reduced, meaning that Praza may not have enough resources to fully restore the service. Which is kind of sad because on the one end, you could argue, you know, it makes sense because it's like the train systems in South Africa are being underutilized. So what's the point of pouring more money into them if they're not at the standard for them to be used? But then at the same time, if you do pour money and if you do make it worthwhile, then people will use it. So I feel like they should just put the money down. But you know, our government, sometimes they just be doing very interesting stuff. Because at the same time, most of Praza's budget is now being redirected towards fixing commuter rail systems like the Metro Rail, which is used daily in major cities. So we're seeing that now actually there's much more of a priority for short distance travel rather than long distance, which makes sense because at the end of the day, people aren't always traveling from city to city every day. Most people want to get to work. Most people want to go home. Most people want to go to the next town to do shopping. So it makes sense why they would focus on the Metro Rail. And I've seen these days, actually, the Metro Rail has upgraded in many cities in Joburg and Cape Town. And it's been really received well, actually. And it's quite exciting considering that, for example, in Gauteng, yes, there is the Gautrain, but, you know, there's a lot of debate with the Gautrain of like, you know, it's not really for the public and it's expensive and it doesn't go everywhere. So the fact that we can have both Metro Rail and Gautrain exist at the same time, I feel like that's ideal. Although I hope that both systems really upgrade as well so that we can have a South Africa where having a car isn't essential. To have like a walkable city in that sense, because we know cars, they cause so much pollution, so much traffic, and they're expensive. And you know, don't you just want to be able to live a life where you don't have to get a driver's license? Because you know that if you want to travel anywhere, you can just take a train or a bus or a flight, you know, or even a bike if there are bike lanes in the city, which, you know, in South Africa, there's not really much of those, but we hope that they install more bike lanes in the future. Now, Praza says that it's exploring solutions, including leasing locomotives. But key details like how many trains will be available and when they'll start working is very unclear. So it's like they have a plan for it, but the execution is not there as of yet. Because there's also deeper concerns regarding the agency itself, because government officials have raised issues about past mismanagement and procuring problems. So, yeah, it's like, as much as we can be like, yay, Praza, do something, the people are like, Praza in itself is kind of sus. So, Are they really going to fulfill this? Has things changed? Is there still corruption? Or are we just hoping for nothing? But I hope, you know, it's a new year, even though it's March, it's a new year. So hopefully management has changed and we can trust them. They've been doing something with the Metro Rail. So hopefully it's a good sign that with when it comes to long distance, actually they can get that back in order. But when we look at it overall, as much as there are plans to bring back long distance trains to Africa, that reality is still uncertain because at the end of the day, management issues, logistical issues, all of these issues are still plaguing trains. So it makes sense why it's in talks, but as for the execution, it's still murky. And it also makes sense why they would start more so locally than going nationally, because nationally it's a whole different conversation, because South Africa is quite a big country. So to really now having to go lay down the rail tracks in these very remote areas, and even in those remote areas, that cause, that's a lot of money. And also outside of money, it's a lot of work and it takes time. So we'll be patient with the country and we hope and pray that at some point we can take these long distance trains again, because I want to ride the Shosholoza Mail, you know, as the song says, Shosholoza. We also want to be doing that. We can't sing the song without experiencing the Shosholoza Mail, you know what I'm saying? So we just hope that in the future they can have it running again. And speaking of running, you know when you run, your blood boils. I know that's a very vague, but also very weird thing to say. But it is true. When you're running, you are like essentially circulating a lot of blood from your heart and in your body. And we just see how blood is so important in our livelihoods. And who knew that actually in certain countries, and maybe in some people in South Africa, that your blood type can actually shape your personality. Now, the whole concept of blood types being linked to your personality is a concept that was founded in Japan known as Kintsugi Gata. And the idea is that blood types are linked with certain personality traits. So let's go through this actually. Now, according to this theory, blood type A are seen as reliable, organized, responsible, but on the downside, they're sometimes anxious. If you're blood type B, you're often described as creative, passionate, but sometimes a little bit selfish. If you're blood type O, you're associated with being confident, you have good leadership skills, and you have an outgoing personality. But your reliabilities are also a bit shaky, so that's a disadvantage. And lastly, if you have the rare blood type of blood type AB, you're thought to be a mixture of the A and B traits, adaptable, but sometimes unpredictable. Now, this idea dates back to the 1920s, where a Japanese researcher named Tajeki Furukawa tried to link blood types to personalities. Now, although his work was not scientifically strong, the idea did become popular in the 1970s and has remained quite relevant in pop culture ever since then, especially in East Asian countries. Because it reminds me of a time where I basically watched this video essay where they were speaking about Japan and China and South Korea in particular, where blood types are like similar than, more so similar than zodiac signs, where it's like the average person will ask you, oh, what's your blood type? Similar to how people are like, oh, what's your zodiac sign? So it's very embedded into their culture socially. And in the video essay as well, they were also speaking about how it got to a point where even on some job applications, they'll ask for your blood type. Although the problem with that is that it did have like controversy in terms of like discrimination, because there was a whole thing where it's like people wouldn't hire blood type B and blood type AB because of the disadvantage that they are a bit selfish at times, which is a bit unfair, I will say. That's a bit unfair. But I do feel like when it comes to the blood type theory, I feel like it'd be fun. And I like the idea of it because, or maybe I'm speaking as somebody who likes pseudoscience and likes these things, because I'm a very big fan of astrology. You know, I love asking people, what's your zodiac sign? I love harassing everybody I know to like, please do the MBTI test. I want to know, what is your 16 personality? Are you an I? Are you a M? Are you a P? Are you a J? Like, I want to know, essentially. Now, the important part is that there is no solid scientific evidence that blood type determines your personality, but modern research has found little to no connection between the two. So is it scientifically sound? Not really, but Can we still use it to the day-to-day? Probably. As a fun way just to get to know people, just to break the ice, because it's a fun theory and it's a way to get to know people, even if they relate to it, even if they don't. It's very interesting. So next time you talk to a person, maybe ask them like, hey, what's your blood type? And, you know, you might find out something different about them. So at the end of the day, some psychologists suggest that it could be a fun way to understand people and themselves and a way to connect with others. It gives simple explanations for complex personalities, which can be comforting, even though it's not always scientifically accurate. And I will say that with this one, it might be a little bit complicated because not everybody knows their blood type. So you only usually know your blood type if A, you've been to the hospital for a while, or if like B, you've donated blood. By the way, please donate blood whenever there's a chance to. But usually in such instances, you would know your blood type. But on a day-to-day, if you haven't done those things, most people wouldn't know their blood type. Unlike with like astrology, where you know your birthday. And the MBTI, it does require you to do a 100-question test. But you know, at the end of the day, once you know, essentially. So I personally don't find any issues with this, as long as it's used not in a very discriminatory way and a way to kind of judge people before actually getting to know them, then I think it could be fun and it's a good way to connect with others in a positive note. And speaking of actually connecting with others, one way that we as human beings connect with each other is through the art of gossip. Now, let's face it. We all gossip. We all spill tea. We all have this way of talking about other people when they're not there. And as much as it may seem harmless at times, psychology can actually say that it reveals a lot about our inner thoughts and emotions. Now, the real question is, why do we gossip? Now, one reason why we gossip is because it's tempting and socially engaging, because conversations around other people tend to grab attention quickly and can bring people together. Because listen, the latest tea as to what is Mang Mang doing, A did this, B did that, C said this, it's interesting, it's engaging, because one thing about us as people, we like things, we like the tea, we like to know what's going down. So it makes sense why we like to gossip. And it makes sense why it brings people together. But according to research, gossip often says more about us as the person that is gossiping rather than the people being gossiped about, because it can reflect our own insecurities, our own curiosity, and our own need for validation. Because this goes deeper, especially if you are having the type of gossip that's like you're more so shading other people. It's like, you know, Jessica acted in such a messy way. Oh, Brian did this and this. I'm wondering, why did he do that? Like, when it's negative, then it could be a bit murky, because now, as much as I always like to say that, you know, gossip is journalism, because journalism is essentially talking about what is going down, what other people are doing. When the journalism becomes bad and now you're just tainting people's name, that's when we have to draw the line, because it's like, why are we doing that? Like, come on now. Because at the end of the day, it links back to self-esteem, because research suggests that people who gossip a lot, especially about negative things, may also struggle with low self-esteem. Because by talking about other people's flaws and problems, you may try to feel better about yourself or your own life as a way of compare yourself to others and have the sense of superiority that, oh, you better, and you know, you're getting some sort of reassurance that, you know, you don't gossip, and like you essentially, well, you do gossip, but more so like other people are doing messy stuff, and because you're also not doing messy stuff, then it's like you're better. And it's like, we all not perfect, we all make mistakes, we all essentially are people who are flawed. So I do feel like negative gossip is not something we should normalize and accept. If we're just doing it in a more journalistic way, then we can continue doing it. As long as we have our sources that are credible, because we can't be lying. Because once you lie, you can get sued. And nobody wants to get sued. So if you are going to gossip, make sure that your sources are sound. Make sure that you're not promoting hate speech or like just malice. And make sure that, you know, it's not negative. Let's just say, don't gossip in a very negative way. Now,
Speaking of whether the gossip is positive or negative, not all gossip is the same, because as much as you have the harmful gossip, you have the constructive gossip, where you're just talking about what has happened, or you're even praising people because you have gossip of like, oh, you know, Brian did so well in this project, like, he's so ambitious, oh, Jessica's such a pioneer, she did A, B, C, D. So it can also be uplifting. So if you are going to gossip, make sure that you're doing it in a way that uplifts others, because it also does make you look good as well. Because if you're known to be somebody who always speaks good about others, then it just shows that you have a good soul, because you're not promoting hate, you're promoting love. And with that, in a very more so spiritual way, if you essentially like, if you promote goodness, then goodness will come back to you. And, you know, isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? So at the end of the day, gossip is something that we all do. And it shouldn't be a thing where it should be negative. We should do it positively. And as much as there is a stigma where any gossip is bad gossip, sometimes at the end of the day, the tea needs to be spilt. And, you know, we just love bonding over it. And it's okay. It's fine. As long as you're not tainting people's names, I won't judge you. You know, spill the tea. You know, I'm always down for the tea. I always love hearing the tea. And also, one thing I've noticed as well is that gossip spreads. People talk. Like, people talk. Because the other day, I had realized that there was certain information within my friend group that was leaked. Well, it wasn't leaked, but it was leaked because I found that everybody was talking about each other and what essentially is going down, because girl is messy. Like, whatever's going down is messy. That's what I can tell you. So I was just shocked, like, wow, like, we all gossip essentially, because how do we all know what's going on and we all have opinions and we all thinking that, oh, this one doesn't know, but they do know. And it's just, it's a messy situation. It just shows that we as people talk, and there's nothing wrong with it, because talking is always a good thing, sometimes. And speaking of talking, one conversation I always love to have is with you, because listen, I like to know what you think. What do you think about the trains? Should the long distance trains be up in order, or should we just forget about it and just be like, you know what, it's a relic of the past, we don't need them anymore, they're not relevant anymore, it's chai. And when it comes to blood types, tell me your blood type. Are you blood type O, A, B, or AB? Because I am blood type O, which is known as people who are very outgoing, very sociable, very charming. So, you know, I do think I am a blood type O in that sense. You know, I love it. And of course, tell me what you feel about gossiping, because gossiping is, when it's done right, it could be an art form. When it's done wrong, yeah, please, let's not do that. Like, let's not get into that. But of course, if you want to gossip with Madiba's Radio, our social media handles are Madiba's Radio on X, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, anywhere, essentially. Any social media platform, Madiba's Radio is there. And of course, if you want to chat with me personally, if you want to spill the tea, then my Instagram handle is ketelo.tligo and my Facebook name is Tligo K Ndlovu. But of course, this has been Science Package. Once again, same time, same place, and next time, bye!
Get your essay ID book or card ready and go to registertovote.elections.org.za. Step 2. Click Register to Vote Now and enter your personal details. Step 3. Enter the one-time PIN, OTP, sent to your cell phone, and then search for your address. Or if you are at home, use the current location on your device. Step 4. Take a photo of your ID or submit a scan of your ID, and then you will receive an SMS within 24 hours confirming your successful registration.
Oh yes, I like it.